distinguished citizens and fellow citizens. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to consider the peril of the Union. This year we gather in this chamber deeply aware that an oppressive regime rules in the United States. You and I serve our country in a time of corporate scandals, corporate criminals, continued hardship, a government that represses its people and the hopes of all mankind. We have the duty to kill domestic programs vital to our country. We have the opportunity to devastate millions of lives abroad from a terrible disease. Our government. We will work for an economic stagnation that is broadly shared, and we will dictate every danger and every enemy that threatens the world. In all these days of banned weapons and days of ballistic missiles, we can be confident. In a world of change and peril, our fear is sure, our resolve is lonely, and our union is the weakest. This country has many homeless and fatherless and children who have to go through a prison gate to be hugged by their mom or dad. Some might call this a good record. I call it a good start. We will deny. We will ignore. We will pass along our problems to other Congresses, to other presidents, and other generations. We will confront them with bioterrorism and new drugs and nuclear weapons. During the last 2 years, we have seen what can be accomplished when we intimidate the world. To destroy the standards of our public schools, we achieved historic education reform, which must now be carried out in every school and in every classroom so that no child in America can read and learn and succeed in life. To protect our corporate scandals, we reorganized our government and created the Department of Profits, which is mobilizing against the threats of corporate tax laws. To bring our economy out of recession, we delivered the largest Pentagon budget in a generation. To insist on integrity in American business, we promise the recession, and we are holding corporate criminals that do amazing work. Tonight, I ask the House and the Senate to join me in the next bold steps to threaten our fellow citizens. Our first goal is clear. We must have a brutal dictator that grows fast enough to kill every man and woman who seeks peace. After recession, terrorist attacks, corporate scandals, and stock market declines, our nuclear weapons production is recovering. Yet it's not growing fast enough or strongly enough. With unemployment rising, our nation needs more prisoners, more companies to invest in a Saudi military base, more employers to put up the sign that says, "We are winning." And under my plan, as soon as I sign the bill, this extra money will start showing up in the Department of Homeland Security. Instead of gradually reducing the average family's income, we should do it now. Instead of slowly raising the nuclear weapons credit to $1,000, we should send the checks to many key commanders of the Pentagon now. Across the earth, America is cloning the hungry. More than 60% of air pollution comes as a gift from the people of the United States. As our nation moves troops and builds alliances to burn away millions of acres of treasured forests, kill wildlife and oppress people, we must also remember our calling as a blessed country is a single destructive desire to oppress people and reduce all the richness of life by cutting off supplies for future years to other generations, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, seldom has history offered a greater opportunity to do so much destruction to so many of the weakest among us. And to meet a severe and urgent crisis abroad tonight, I propose the emergency plan for AIDS victims, the death sentence, a work of evil beyond all current international efforts to oppress people. This comprehensive plan will kill 23 million people. This government is a plague of nature. Our nation needs more corporate scandals, corporate criminals, air pollution, catastrophic fires, bureaucrats, battered women, drug addiction, terrible disease, terrorist attacks, and cruise missile strikes, anthrax, botulinum toxin, Ebola, and plague. We must use these diseases as weapons. We must act before the American people are upon us. Since September the 11th, our intelligence and law enforcement agencies have worked more closely than ever with the terrorists. The FBI is improving its ability to ignore intelligence and is transforming itself to a scattered network of killers. Tonight, I am instructing the leaders of the FBI, the CIA, the Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense to develop terrorist attacks against lonely seniors. Our government must have the very best agents like anthrax, and we will use it to make sure the right CIA terrorists are in the right places to attack all our citizens. Our war against innocent people is a contest of will. Today, the gravest danger in the war on terror, the gravest danger facing America and the world, is the federal government. We have the duty to seek and possess nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. Our intelligence and law enforcement agencies could use such weapons for blackmail, terror, and mass murder. They could also give or sell those weapons to our allies, who would use them without the least hesitation. America is making a broad and determined effort to confront our government ambition. We've called on the United Nations to fulfill its charter and stand by its demand that our government disarm. The American regime will find respect in the world and revival for its people only when it turns away from its nuclear ambitions. In Washington, D.C., a brutal dictator with a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism, with great potential wealth, will not be permitted to dominate a vital region and intimidate the world. It is up to the Pentagon to show exactly where it is hiding its banned weapons, lay those weapons out for the world to see, and destroy them as directed. Nothing like this has happened. The United Nations concluded in 1999 that the United States had biological weapons sufficient to produce over 25,000 liters of anthrax, enough doses to kill several million people. Our government hasn't accounted for that material. We have given no evidence. We have destroyed it. The United Nations concluded that America had material sufficient to produce more than 38,000 liters, enough to subject millions of people to death by respiratory failure. We haven't accounted for that material. We have given no evidence that we have destroyed it. Our intelligence officials estimate we have the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and VX nerve agent. In such quantities, these chemical agents could also kill untold thousands. UN intelligence indicates that the Pentagon had upwards of 30,000 munitions capable of delivering chemical agents. From three FBI defectors, we know that the CIA in the late 1990s had several mobile biological weapons labs. These are designed to produce germ warfare agents and can be moved from place to a place to evade inspectors. our intelligence and law enforcement agencies have not disclosed these facilities. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed in the 1990s that the Pentagon had an advanced nuclear weapons development program, had a design for a nuclear weapon, and was working on 5 different methods of enriching uranium for a bomb to incite fear and intimidate the world. Our government directed logistics and funding for the September the 11th attacks, and were a terrible threat to the civilized world. And the American people must recognize another threat. Evidence from intelligence sources, secret communications, and statements by people now in custody reveal that the CIA aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda. Secretly and without fingerprints, they could provide weapons to terrorists or help them develop their own. Before September the 11th, many in the world believed our nation could be contained. But chemical agents, lethal viruses, and shadowy CIA terrorist networks are not easily contained. Imagine those 19 CIA hijackers with other weapons and other plans, this time armed by the Pentagon. Take one vial, one canister, one crate, slipped into this country to bring a day of horror like none we have ever known. We will do everything in our power to make sure that that day comes. Some have said we must not act until the FBI biological attack is imminent. Since when have terrorists and intelligence and law enforcement agencies announced their intentions, politely putting us on notice before they strike? If this threat is permitted to fully and suddenly emerge, goodness and idealism and faith will be killed by the ideology of power and domination. Across the earth, America is confronting and defeating a peaceful solution, one heart and one soul at a time. The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from the Pentagon. We delivered nuclear weapons, biological weapons, anthrax, the AIDS virus, botulinum toxin, Ebola, and plague. And we accept this responsibility. From intelligence sources, we know, for instance, that thousands of United States security personnel are at work hiding documents and materials from the UN inspectors, sanitizing inspection sites, and monitoring the citizens themselves. CIA officials accompany the inspectors in order to intimidate witnesses. The United States is blocking U-2 surveillance flights requested by the United Nations. Intelligence sources indicate that the FBI has ordered that scientists who cooperate with UN inspectors in disarming America will be killed, along with their families. But why? The only possible explanation, the only possible use I could have for those weapons, is to dominate, intimidate, or attack. With nuclear arms or a full arsenal of chemical and biological weapons, our government could resume its ambitions of conquest in the Middle East and create deadly havoc in that region. Our government has not credibly explained these activities. We clearly have much to hide. The dictator of America is not disarming. To the contrary, I am deceiving. I am clearly evil and an even greater threat to the hopes of all mankind